Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
You seem to know all the players in this poorly acted farce. What do they call that one?
Bob Lutz.
If you're too cheap to buy the NFL Sunday ticket, then what you do is you go to a bar.
Woohoo!
Jeff Lutz.
Go find a bar. I'm going to sit in a bar, which I'd never go to.
It's not realistic. It's crazy.
And Jason Duda. For today, anyway.
What am I supposed to do?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome. It's a Friday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. We've got Jason Duda in for the three-man booth today. It's wet, windy, cold, just Duda's kind of weather. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
That's all you got?
That's it. Do you need more?
Thoughts on Duda so far today?
I'm feeling that, man.
So I got two bumps on the log to do the show with.
Kind of a little, you know. So are you.
Yeah, you hadn't said a word to me for 10 minutes. I got stuff going on. I'm trying to.
We can tell that you're not really in it today.
Yeah. I had to wrap up a couple things.
That's fine. I'm not. That has nothing to do with your demeanor right now.
What do you mean it does?
I agree. I think it does.
What does?
You're just being that way today. I don't know why.
When the bell strikes 2 o'clock, I'm fine. I don't have a lot of small talk I need to go into with you guys.
I don't want
to
have small talk with you.
I see you a lot. I don't need to small talk with you. I don't need to ask how you are. I don't need to say, hey, what's up? You walk in here at 1:56. I don't have a lot to say in the 4 minutes between the time you get here and the time the show starts.
You guys just want to handle the show today?
No, you're going to handle the show.
You're going to handle the show, and I'm going to leave.
I just struck a brick wall.
Bob's going to go have a nap and finish the stuff he's doing. That's what's going to happen.
Really?
Yep.
That sounds awesome.
It's not like I sat over here and ignored and avoided you.
It would have been nice to have hello to one of us, but
I don't do. You know I don't do hellos.
He doesn't do hellos.
You show up for work, we go to work.
Yep.
Really? You get a lot of hellos at KWCA?
Absolutely.
Really?
Hey, Jeff, what's up, buddy? How's it going?
You walk in there and that's what you hear.
Good to see you again. What's going on today?
I walked into the Eagle for 43 years. Not one person said anything.
That's no surprise there.
Well, that's kind of a you thing, right?
You got your boys at UPS greeting you when you arrive at 3:30 or whatever?
No.
Exactly.
No. You just know you're all there.
Then what's the hurt feelings today about?
You're our dad.
Shut up.
What just happened?
I ain't nobody's dad.
That's true. That's true.
How do you like that?
It's kind of, you know, story of my life.
That's the story of your life. Really?
I knew that would tweak you.
Yeah.
It's so easy sometimes. Even when I'm, I don't know what happened. I felt fine 5 minutes ago.
Well, what's the matter now?
I don't know. I was just like, I hit a wall. I don't know what happened. I'll get it back.
Coming down here in the basement?
You
get to see Misty?
When I first came down here, I was fine and wonderful. And then
I came.
Suddenly, that might have been it.
Well, it might have been. You brought negative energy
to
that.
Yeah, that's probably, I mean, we got to find somebody to blame. May as well be the Canadian.
Might be the dreary weather again.
That was happening before you got here.
It felt like a long day today. It felt much longer to get to
Friday. Fridays are good days, aren't they?
Obviously, I put the Friday 5 together, which...
Oh, there we go.
We had to mention
that.
Takes some work and, you know...
World, the Friday 5 is becoming the biggest thing in Wichita media.
I think, is it?
It might be, according to
Jeff. The only guy who ever comments on it...
There's
two. Can't call him his real name.
Ralph.
Oh, Ralph?
Ralph comments on it, and then David Michael Hahn.
I'd like Ralph to call and talk about the Friday Five.
Sure you would.
I would like to just
because he's one of the nicest people in the world.
He doesn't just compliments on everybody's posts, but I would like some more drawn-out thoughts, because usually his Facebook stuff is kind of quick hits. This is amazing. Really great job, Jeff. I love this. Highlight of my week.
Have you ever seen a guy...
But I'd like it more drawn out.
For help. More noticeably.
Hard to say. But again, did you read the Friday Five?
I haven't yet.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I sat down here. I took my wife to an appointment this morning. I sat down here at about 10 o'clock, and other than going up and closing my eyes for about 20 minutes, that may be the reason I'm a little, you know, groggy and
did you need it?
Uninviting.
Did you need an hour?
According to this whiny brat.
Did you get a nap today?
For about 15 minutes.
Not bad. I mean, you'll take that.
I will.
It's better than nothing.
Well,
better
the thing is, I told Debbie, I'm going to lay down for about 20 minutes here. Get me up. She did. And it was like I'd slept for 7 years. I was in such a deep sleep in just those 20 minutes.
So were you refreshed?
Nah.
Because it seems like a long sleep, you'd be somewhat refreshed.
I slept for 20 minutes.
Right, but you said it felt like 7 years.
Yeah, because I was asleep when I was in such a deep sleep.
Huh.
Have people lost the ability to comprehend?
I think
or am
you did
I a, not communicating
I think you,
well?
There was B in that one. You did not communicate well.
You know, if you take a nap under 40 minutes, you normally feel better than you do if you take a nap for between an hour to
I think
two
that's
hours.
A wife's
And
tale.
That's the truth.
I think that's a
well,
wife's
for me,
tale.
It's the absolute truth.
Well, for you, it's a... And for you...
For what? Me, what? For
you
me,
know what?
Unnormal is normal.
Your truth may not be my truth.
That's true. And we're speaking another truth. That is the, that could be the truth.
For me, what? For me, 40 minutes is any worth taking a nap most times. Oh. Sometimes, yes.
Oh, it is.
But most times, I'm just not going to bother.
You're not living in Jason Duda's yeah.
Sometimes
world.
That's all the time you got.
Right. And I'm saying that even if that's the only time I have, I'd rather just, you know, ride it out. Do my 40 minutes of hard time.
I think there's value
and go do
in
what
a,
I need to do.
In a 30 to 40 minute nap. I think there
I
is value. My preference is a 1 hour nap.
My preference is about a 6 hour nap.
Well, that's not a nap. That's just
that's
another
bedtime.
Time to sleep.
That's true. Well, I don't know. Six, I usually get about seven.
What?
At night. 6 hours is just a siesta for
I
me.
I might get five and a half.
Really?
Well, if I got to get up at 3:30.
Well, what time do you go to
10.
Bed?
So if I go to bed at 9 and can't go to sleep right away, then that's about what I get.
That's never an issue with me.
Yeah, but you're climbing the ladder there a little bit. It's
I
a little
go
easier
to sleep
for you.
So quickly. And always have.
Oh,
now, when I wake up in the middle of the night around 3 or 4, then it can be a challenge because I feel like I'm awake.
Yeah, I don't have that problem at all. If I wake up in the middle of the night, I can go to the bathroom, get on my phone.
Well, I usually can.
Read stuff, and I'll be right back to sleep. After
why do we care about any of this?
It's just good stuff to talk
and how
about.
How did it come about?
I think a lot of people are really interested in our sleep schedules.
No, I'm actually kind of curious, too. How did that come about?
I don't know how it came about.
Because we're all tired, and you took a little short nap, and that's why you're groggy, and Jason likes
longer naps. By the
way, Duda
and I are already 1-0 in the pick.
Already, wow. After one game, you're 1-0.
Well, you can't be 2-0, so might as well be 1-0.
You're 0-1, and you put quite a few points on it.
Yeah, well, Baltimore won the game. That's what I've basically...
And Max, who just drop out of it. If I was Max, I'd just drop out.
Nah, you can't drop out. He can come back.
Can he?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
The big fella, should he drop out?
Probably.
He's had a rough couple weeks.
He's had two negative weeks and a missed week.
Poor guy.
Yeah, that's not good.
He'll get it together.
And this is the guy that he told us that we get 5 seconds to make a pick, and the big fella gets
a
minute.
Well, because he's interesting.
He is doing better. He's starting to understand.
He is
the feel of the show, the vibe, the tone. He's putting that all together.
Well, but he's interesting. When he,
I think I said it better.
When he elongates, you guys, when you try to elongate,
ask me to elongate about
something.
Well,
you got mad at me 2 weeks ago, so I was just keeping my answer short yesterday. Then you got mad at me for keeping him short. So what do you want?
I'm generally mad
at
you.
What
okay?
do you want?
Deal with it.
Are we playing Password today?
Oh, it's a game day, isn't it?
Yeah, I hope
sure
we
is.
Have a good game.
Oh, jeez.
We do have Goddard Eisenhower coach Darren Fisher on at 2:45. Eisenhower pulled away from May South in what was one of the big games in the high school playoffs last night on a Thursday night. Goddard Eisenhower moving on in Class 5A. And Joanna Chadwick will join us, a true expert on high school sports, at 325 to talk about some of the big games in the area that she's designated as the big games. Not necessarily the catch at Kansas.
Yeah, but my games are the ones you want to read about. She has the games you want to talk about, maybe. But I got little tidbits. I got wordplay. I got jokes. I got fun stuff to talk about.
Anybody at Channel 12 notice today?
Oh yeah, they were rallied around my desk, saying, "Jeff, we want you to hurry up and finish this. We can't wait to read it."
Well, you'd love to live in that world, wouldn't you? You talk about it so often.
What do you mean?
You fantasize about a world in which, I've taken control.
Would be nice to be noticed occasionally, but you know that's not why you do it.
Well, you did get.
It's why I do it, but it's not why
you did get noticed, didn't you?
Yeah, a couple times.
Dudas, we'll read it later. You may be reading it now, for all we know.
You might. Yeah, you might check it out.
No, I'm not.
No interest, or
I'm just not reading it right now.
There's some games in there you're like, what? But once you start reading about them, it's like, okay.
Well, let's see who you're.
Yeah, pull it up. Let us know what
you're gonna be,
I'm gonna pull it up.
You're gonna be relatively underwhelmed, but
I'm gonna pull it up.
I will say this. It's good stuff.
Here's Jeff's top five games in the area tonight. And the wonderful Jan Johnson Carr gave you a like.
Thank you.
She'd like it if you threw up on the Junction City at Derby.
You got to turn
Where's
the
that
volume.
Noise coming from?
I don't know.
It's a video. Just turn your cell phone volume down.
We got, wow, this is awesome.
This is good radio.
Junction City at Derby, 59-7.
Yeah.
I don't know how that made your list.
Well, read it.
I don't want to read it.
I mentioned that it's going to be 59-7. It's not like I was avoiding the obvious there.
Cheney at Collegiate. Yeah, we're all curious about that one. Can Collegiate follow up a 31-7 win earlier? Heston at Scott City. Yeah, okay. I drove to Scott City once. Quite a drive.
Obviously, our friend Ron Baker was mentioned in that little blurb about Scott
City. Oh, here we
City.
Go again.
Oh, no.
Here we
you
go
knew
again.
It was gonna come
Is
up.
This really going to be again? Come on.
Scott City, alma mater of friend of Friday Five, Ron Baker. That's what he wrote.
Read the next part.
No, seriously, he texts us sometimes.
he doesn't text me.
He doesn't text me.
Us. Us is the Friday Five, and that's me.
Oh, God, that's sickening.
So good. Next.
All set at Beloit. I don't get it.
It's a bad one.
People in Halstead are going, huh?
But Halstead just beat Lakin, and they just won the state volleyball championship. So I'm
so
giving
what?
Them. So I'm giving them a little love.
And Hutch Trinity at Medicine Lodge, 4-5 Hutch Trinity.
Hutch Trinity just beat 7-0 Mound Ridge. Thoughts?
Yeah, that's me.
And I talked, and I was funny in that. So read it; it's hilarious.
KWCH.com, catchatkansas.com.
Yes.
If you're so inclined to read it.
I would.
Well, of course you would.
I would, yeah.
Anyway, the Bengals kind of let that one slip away last night against Baltimore, lost by a point. Bengals, man, if they'd won that game, they're that kind of team that you don't want to have anything to do with, yet they have a losing record.
They have no defense. Their defense has been atrocious. Their offense, obviously, very good. And Ja'Marr Chase, probably the best wide receiver in the game of football.
They irritate.
I don't know if it's even probably. He is.
What about Justin
He's
Jefferson?
He's better than Justin Jefferson, at least this year.
Huh.
Well, as of now, after this game last night, everybody's going to say that. But neither one of those teams have any defense. That's the problem.
Vikings defense is okay.
Oh, no, I'm talking Cincinnati and
Baltimore. Okay.
Yeah, neither one has any defense.
It's weird because
literally you and I could complete passes against Baltimore's pass defense.
Yeah, and
literally
they just
I could line
receiver.
You up in the slot and I could hit you with a pass, and you could gain 3 yards.
Oh, well, we should do that. Maybe do a crossing route.
Should we call him?
Maybe do a slant. Is that what you said?
I just said line you up in the slot.
Let me ask you guys about the Chiefs and Denver, because I was the only one who picked the Chiefs yesterday. Duda picked Denver for 7.
Oh, man.
This is an 8.5-point line, and I get it. The Chiefs are not really handling anybody.
Why did you pick
this
the Chiefs?
This is a game at Arrowhead. Why in the world wouldn't you think they could beat Denver by 10 points?
They don't have to. They don't have to beat them by 9. What makes you think the Chiefs can beat anybody by 9 or 10?
Because this is a bad team.
Tampa Bay is not that good. No
Tampa
receivers.
Tampa Bay is not bad.
They're not that
good. They're not that bad. Denver's a bad team.
No, they're not.
No, they're not that. They're not bad.
You guys, are you kidding?
No, if I was kidding, I'd have said something else.
Just because.
I don't know. What?
Yeah, you know what? You picked a few games right in the NFL.
What do you mean,
and
a
you
few?
You think you're Chris Mortensen.
Well, pretty much I am when it comes
rest
to
in peace, Chris.
NFL.
Yeah, rest in peace. And I wouldn't mind. I won't go there.
You're going to kill Jason? Is that where you were going with that?
Good luck with that. You can't kill me because I'm getting them all right. That's the only reason why you're mad.
Denver got blown out last week.
They did.
But.
They're not any good.
A couple of my friends, my Denver friends at Channel 12, who's that sound like? Some of my Bronco buddies, the game was on at the station, and they said that Denver was really just a couple plays from being in that game.
They did beat Tampa Bay. They also beat the Jets by 1, the Raiders, the Saints, and the Panthers. I mean, you couldn't have a worse schedule. You couldn't have a worse team.
Oh, you couldn't.
I think the
how about
bigger,
the 5 teams they beat?
They just lost 41-10 to Baltimore.
Again, I was told Kansas, that they could have been in that game.
Kansas City's going to beat them.
Kansas City is not going to score 41 in the next 3 weeks combined.
I would almost bet both of you extra. Hey, who wants to put an extra $10 on it?
$10?
$10.
We don't
$10.
Bet money. We've never bet money in our life. We bet cookies. We bet ghost peppers.
We're going to do $10.
We bet lime. No, I'm not interested.
Anybody want it?
Nah.
Okay.
That's boring. What are you going to do with $10?
I'll take it. I'll take whatever you want.
Okay. Crumble cookies.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, what the smug arrogance.
Why have we given up on Connie's? Connie's is a local.
Because he lives close to
establishment.
Crumble.
It doesn't matter. I'm not going to have to go get him.
Who is?
You are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
This is a slam dunk.
You've been saying that for how many weeks?
Haven't.
And you've been
you pick
that
the Chiefs every week.
You pick the Chiefs all the time.
No, I've never felt like it was a slam dunk.
What'd you
this
put on
week,
it?
I put 3 on it.
Well, that's a slam dunk, all right.
Obviously not too confident.
Well, you only put 1 on Denver.
Right,
what?
I'm not that confident. But
right.
I don't think it's a slam dunk. And I'm not over here saying, well, the Chiefs are just going to. They haven't done it all year. Why start now?
Because Denver is reeling. Denver's bad.
Were the Raiders not reeling? Or were was Tampa not reeling?
That game was in Las Vegas.
Okay, last
and
week.
And Tampa's not bad.
Who's their number one receiver?
Denver beat Tampa.
Yeah, way
so
bad.
So if Tampa's not bad.
All right.
And then
crumble
the
cookies.
Chiefs had to take them to overtime. So if you want to do that, that's easy. There you go.
Let the crumble cookies speak for you.
That's fine. What else you want? Whatever you want.
300.
Throw it out. Fine. You're on.
All right. Shake on it.
You're on.
$300.
You see that, Jeff?
You wouldn't pay up.
I won't pay up. Oh, God.
Who pulled back there?
Yeah, exactly.
I couldn't really tell,
yeah,
honestly.
I wonder who pulled back.
You wouldn't pay that.
Anybody who knows me knows that if I make a wager with somebody, it's paid. Every time.
When have you ever made a wager of finance?
To a buddy and stuff? A lot.
Really? Your wife gives you the go-ahead for that? Yeah, go ahead and spend our money. Go
he paid me in pennies
money.
Once. I hated you for that.
See? I paid him in pennies.
How much?
$50. What a jerk.
That's a joke.
You shouldn't bet it with him. He's a bad person.
Who?
You got
Jason.
It.
Who?
You got it.
Dude, he's a bad
he bet you. He gave it to you in pennies?
Yeah. Isn't that ridiculous?
Isn't that a good one?
No.
It was heavy.
And I had to go cash it like a moron.
See, I knew. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I knew Duda had bad vibes today. I could feel it.
Oh, yeah?
And look at what's happened. Look at what's happened in segment 1.
What has happened?
He paid you in pennies.
Well, that happened a long time ago, to
yeah,
be fair.
Yeah, but it came out today, didn't it?
Well, it came out then,
came
too.
Came back out.
We talked about it on the show when I brought him, because we thought it was funny.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No one else did.
Oh, everybody
it's a,
did.
It's a jerk move, is
everybody
what that
did.
Is.
That is a... I won't...
Say it.
It's a jerk.
Say it.
Get us kicked off the air, we can all go home.
Well, I'm not going to get kicked off the air.
That's good.
And why do you want to go home?
Tired, but I'll stick it out.
I don't care how tired
worry about
you
it.
Are.
Don't even worry about
suck
it.
Suck it up. Let's go.
I'll be fine.
Anyway, Chiefs 31, Denver 13.
Okay.
I'm going to write it down.
Yeah, you do that because then you'll just lose that piece of paper anyway.
What's your score, Jeff?
I don't know. 24-17.
Whoa.
24-17. Duda?
23-16.
23 what?
What are you
gonna
say?
I was going with.
So you guys think it's a 7-point game, yet I'm an idiot for thinking they're going to cover 8.5.
Yeah, because 7 is not 8.5.
You
holy man! You don't even know
you
what
act
you're
like
doing.
It's a, you act like it's a slam dunk.
But you act like you don't know. You don't know what you're doing,
Duda.
You don't know
I've
what you're doing,
you
and you're mad
every year.
Kansas City
every
has
year
31 all year.
Every year.
No, you haven't. You just say that, or you fix it so you think that later on.
I've beaten you in picks
okay.
every year.
You're right.
Having one good year. You think you know the NFL. And I hope you go 0-9.
Well, that's going to be tough because I'm 1-0.
On that note, let's take a break. We'll come back with more, unless we kill each other.
I'm going to nap between segments.
No, you're not. I'm going to make so much noise.
Okay.
I'm after both of you today.
Bring it.
Yeah, I will. 1-on-2. Let's go.
It could be 1-on-1-on-1 at times.
We'll be back.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
What do you got on KU North Carolina tonight? Seems like, man, should they be playing that game at this early stage of the season?
I don't know. Gonzaga played Baylor. We have to have
that's
some of these.
That's not KU North Carolina.
I understand, but those are two national championship level programs over the last 5 or 10 years or longer.
Except Gonzaga hasn't won one.
But I didn't say they were national championship programs. So they're national championship level programs. And would anybody be surprised if Gonzaga won it?
No.
No.
Yes.
You would?
Yes. I would be.
Why?
Why? Yeah.
Because they haven't ever won one.
Okay.
I would be surprised if they won it.
So that makes no sense. But
especially
all right.
In a year where you've got some really, really powerhouse teams.
Yeah, they just beat Baylor by 1,000. They might
be
a powerhouse.
Well, Baylor might not be a powerhouse.
We'll see tomorrow because Baylor plays Arkansas, or that might be tonight, but one
no,
of those.
No, it's not tonight.
But that's going to be tough because that game starts at 6:00, and I would love to watch it, but I just don't know if that's going to work out.
Why do the Pacers
Why would
play?
Yeah, Pacers play.
You got it. You're seriously kidding now, right?
No, I'm not kidding.
I don't think he's kidding. It's the Pacers. I mean, the Pacers are almost a good team.
Yeah, they're getting there,
and they're his team.
And I enjoy watching them.
So he's going to watch the Pacers.
It's
we all know that.
They play in Charlotte against the Hornets.
Yeah, that's a big one.
It'll be a worse game.
What a game.
Somebody has to play the Hornets.
You've got the Suns-Mavericks. This is a doubleheader tonight on ESPN. Suns-Mavericks. That's a heck of a game. Phoenix off to a really good start. And then the late game, the 76ers and Lakers. Couldn't care less. Lakers have stumbled. Philadelphia's terrible.
You know what I found, and maybe you'll find it at some point? It's a lot more fun being a fan without all the noise around you. I mean, I read a blog or two about the Pacers, and I occasionally check Guardians stuff, but to not be involved in that day to day. It's so much easier. You can just watch the games. You can enjoy watching the games. You don't have to get caught up in what fans are thinking or get upset.
Well, you don't have to get caught up in what fans are thinking. I like to read what the journalists covering the team are thinking.
Yeah, but then how do you respond to that as a fan? You don't respond to that pragmatically or with a level head. You might think you're being realistic, and that's a different argument. But it's not like, you know, you're gonna be angry, and I'd just rather not be angry. I spent most of the season with the Guardians angry about what they were in first place all year.
Well, that's on you. That's not on anybody else.
I'm not saying it's on anybody else, but you get sucked into it, and then you just wallow in it. And I don't want to do that anymore.
Well, don't do it.
I didn't do it during the playoffs, and I had a fun watching the baseball.
You did? You gave up on the you?
I gave up.
You gave up and said you would never watch baseball again.
No, I didn't.
After the Guardians lost,
never.
Absolutely.
I'm never going to watch baseball again.
You said I'm not going to watch the World Series.
That's a long time of never. A week is not never.
We've all witnessed the way you go through baseball. It's a schizophrenic.
Yeah, but I'd rather
have roller coaster. There's nothing you can say.
I'd rather have my own opinions than get caught up in, well, why are we not playing Tyler Freeman more in center? And then it's just stupid. Who cares? Watch the game. Nothing I think or feel or say is going to change anything. So let's just, you know, I think I've reached a level of maturity here that you two are striving for.
Me?
Why are you bringing
really?
Him into it?
Well, all the people maturity? That has been telling you to do this for how many years?
What are you talking about?
Oh, jeez.
When have you told me to do this?
Calm down. Don't read anything. Don't do it.
I've never heard you say that one time.
Right. That's why I'm not on social media. And how many times have I told you to get off Twitter? How many times have I told you to
told
not
me.
Made... Yeah, told you. And if you'd listened, look at how you feel about it right now. That could have been years ago.
Yeah, but it's going to change probably.
Well, here's the thing about being a baseball
out of spite
fan.
For you.
You always get caught up in the banter. I mean, that's
part
of it.
Yeah, but it's not fun. I was mad. And it affected me negatively last year. And again, for what?
I get perturbed. I don't even know if the Cardinals sometimes get under my skin. I don't like their director of baseball operations. But at my age, here's where I am with baseball, okay? I love the game thoroughly, more than I ever have. I'm thankful that I have it to love. Why get mad?
Well,
there's
but
nothing
you do.
To be mad. No, I don't.
I see you on your Twitter complaining about John Mozeliak.
Complaining, yes.
That's
mad?
Yeah, you're mad.
I don't feel mad.
Then what do you feel? Because you must not feel anything.
I feel frustration at times.
What's the difference? We're splitting hairs.
I don't come on, man.
Yeah, I don't
bring me into your camp.
I don't believe you. So there's different levels of mad.
I'm not saying you're every morning now to watch.
Yeah, nothing's happened.
Well, I still enjoy.
That's what I'm saying. Why do I need to get involved? Well, Steve Cohen set up a meeting. Who cares? Tell me when he signs and where. And
it's all interesting
to
me.
No, it's not. It's not that interesting.
Maybe it's interesting to you. It's not interesting to other people, but that's okay.
Well, they have shows about it. It must be interesting enough that they're.
That's what I'm saying. It might not be interesting to one person, but it's interesting to others. So that's okay.
If you love baseball, if you're a fan of baseball,
I just would rather not live in that anxiety ridden space the Guardians going to do something. When Austin Hedges signed, I was like, wow, free agency started. It's like, wow, it's more fun to just be caught off guard than, oh, we got to sign this guy. I hope we get this guy. Yep. And I do hope we get some guys. There are some guys
See,
out there I'd really
even
like
in the
to get.
Course of a
but
sentence.
I'm not going to stress myself out over it.
Even in the course of a sentence, you changed directions five times. I mean, nobody could.
I don't think I changed directions any times. I think you don't understand subtlety
You've
and
witnessed
nuance.
His fandom of the Guardians.
Yes, I have.
How big of a roller coaster is it?
It's the biggest. I say it all the time. It never ends. It goes
and it won't end.
And it gets,
there can't
it
be
goes.
A bigger roller coaster.
It goes and it gets on it again. Then it gets off, then it gets on. Then it goes up, and then it goes down.
And I don't feel like I'm necessarily on that big of a roller coaster. I know the Cardinals next year are not probably going to contend. I've made my peace with that.
Yeah, that's a loser's mentality.
I'm curious to see what direction they go in. I'm very curious to see what happens with some of their trade assets.
Imagine if Ollie Marmol came out and said, "Well, we're not going to contend, but I've made my peace with it." What a joke of an organization!
There he goes. Now he's lashing out.
What an absolute travesty! We're not going to be any good, but we're fine with it.
Why are you lashing out?
Because I don't like hearing stuff like that. That's not you. That's not the man who raised me. The guy who raised me wouldn't have said, "Well, you went 0-4, but I've made my peace with it." You never had peace. Don't have peace. Get upset.
Well, when the season starts, I'll expect them to win.
No, you won't. Don't backtrack now.
And I'm not convinced they're going to be as bad as some think they will be.
You're just being delusional.
I think trading in Nolan Arenado will actually help them. I think moving Wilson Contreras to first base will actually help them. I think trading Ryan Helsley, that won't help them. But they got to do it. And
yeah, you don't need a ninth inning guy.
Ninth inning guys
is luxury, but you can't afford that luxury now.
No, can't. So we'll see. But I'm not avoiding the coverage of the Cardinals because I don't want to be stressed out. Part of the love of baseball is delving in all 12 months of the year.
Yeah, part of it, and I'll pay attention. It's not like I'm gonna miss what happens, but I'll just see it when it happens. I won't worry about, oh well, the Guardians, are they gonna protect Doug Nikhazy? I'm interested in that, but I don't need to spend my time thinking about it.
No, you don't. There you go.
But he will.
When they set their 40-man roster, I'll evaluate it. I'll feel a way about it.
You'll evaluate.
I'll think about it. I'll maybe even lose sleep over it. Who knows?
You're gonna watch. Let's get back to the most ridiculous thing you've said. You're going to watch Pacers Hornets over KU North Carolina.
Pacers are comforting to me. It's bizarre. It's totally different than the relationship I have with baseball, where I'm watching every pitch and, you know, I can look down at times watching the Pacers. I get into it when I get into it. It's just a different experience.
Well, about KU North Carolina?
I understand KU North Carolina play.
Aren't you curious?
Yeah, I'm curious.
This is a KU team that fascinates me. They've got in this day of transfer portal and NIL, they have the guys that you're familiar with. But they also have a bunch of guys we're not familiar with.
Right. They have the three linchpins, the three core guys that have come back, and some outside guys, you know, into the roster types who came back. But then a lot of transfers. It is an interesting makeup.
What will you be watching?
What day is it?
Friday.
Nah. I'll probably put the KU game on.
Well, there you go.
Watch a little bit of that. That would probably be my...
I want to watch that game, don't get me wrong.
Choice. Especially, I'd watch it definitely over the Pacers in Charlotte.
Well, he's a Pacers fan.
Oh, there you go, sticking up for him now.
Thank you.
See?
But
give it to him for 15 minutes.
I'd give it.
And then there you go.
I'd put the Pacers away for a night to watch KU North Carolina.
It's a strong argument you make,
It's not even close. I mean, an early season NBA game over, yes, an early season college basketball game, but the two of the blue bloods in the country.
KU's going to win.
You could make the case.
Do you know the line on that game?
7.5.
I was going to say they were going to win by 8, so I'm right there with
you. You can make the case that these are the two blue bloods in college basketball.
Sure.
Kentucky.
Duke.
UCLA. Mm. Yes. Dude, you weren't alive.
Right. No, very few were. That's
you weren't
the point.
Alive, and I'll be glad to talk to you about it.
Okay, well, you weren't alive when Army was dominating football. Are they a blue blood?
Not in football, no.
Right, so UCLA is...
And they never really dominated.
They had Roger
like
Staubach
UCLA.
And...
Like UCLA. No, Roger Staubach didn't play at Army.
He played at one of those...
You know, I got to
served our country, and for that, I thank him. Who played at Army?
Doc Blanchard.
The Navy. Who cares?
Roger Staubach played at Navy.
Not who cares, but who cares if I got it wrong?
Well, you get so many things wrong.
Big deal. If I say he played at Army, he probably wanted to at some point.
Don't look at me. When he gets like this, you know, on his rants, I just let him go. Then he'll feel better after.
I do feel better.
See? That, and that's a good thing.
I guess.
I don't have to just pipe in to say something. The kid needs to get it off his chest a little bit.
Darren Fisher joins us, head football coach Goddard Eisenhower. They're coming off a win last night against May South. And following it along on social media, you kind of broke it open. Pretty good game all the way through, Darren. How are you today?
I'm doing well. You know, it's nice playing on a Thursday, getting a win, and then having to come to school on Friday. It's a good feeling.
Yeah, I'm surprised given the opportunity that more schools – now, some did, but really most all schools that were going to host the game tonight didn't try to move it to Thursday, but you did. You won, and you get to kind of gloat in that victory for a while. Boy, it's going to be a battle on the western end of the 5A bracket. Looks really strong.
Yeah, there's some quality teams, you know, with Topeka Seaman, as well as Hutch and Great Bend and Hayes. There's some tough teams that are left on the west side. I know some of them are going to have to endure the weather tonight with the thunderstorms and rain, and so I'll be able to at least be in my house and be able to watch those games happen tonight.
Were you at all concerned about how your team would respond mentally? And last week you had a game that wasn't a challenge. I don't know if that helped necessarily or if you got any answers. This week I'm sure you did. But at the end of the regular season when you lost those two really close games to Andover Central and then Northwest, very competitive, was there a question about how the team would respond? How did the coaches react to that? And what message did you want to send to the players?
You know, I think we had a good response to that. You know, going into those last two games planned over Central and Northwest, you know, we really took a mindset of this is exactly what we're going to see in playoff football. This is like what we'll see in the quarterfinals, semifinals, state championship, playing those two caliber of teams. You know, Andover Central, you know, they won last night, the same with Northwest. And so we knew we were going to face some really high caliber teams in 4A and 6A. We wouldn't have to play those guys in the playoffs. And then we kind of used the model from last year. We had lost the last game of the season. We'd lost to Goddard going into the playoffs. And, you know, I think you can learn a lot from losses. And we took that mindset of, hey, where are our weaknesses at and how do we improve those? And I'd rather find out where our weaknesses are, you know, and at the end of the season versus first round in the playoffs. So, you know, we kind of took that mindset. This is a good learning opportunity, and we want to learn in the regular season instead of having to learn in the playoffs.
So obviously coming up with the next weekend, how do you prepare for this week? You just keep it as a normal week, do the exact same thing. And then coming off the win last night, how are the guys feeling? Obviously everybody's got to be pretty pumped up and looking forward to next week. But what is the main thing that you get across to the guys right now? Because we're getting to crunch time, right?
Yeah, you know, that the mistakes, you know, we got to have a few of them, and how bad are your bads? You know, so we watch film, you know, we want to make sure, hey, that the bad things are, hey, you know, you could have adjusted your hand here, maybe a head placement there versus, hey, you're going the wrong direction, or you didn't get the play right or personal fouls that we could have avoided. So we want to start minimizing those mistakes and those ones that really we can control. But, you know, going into today's, you know, practice, we, you know, watch film with the guys, stretch them out. And, you know, hey, that we played good last night. Do we play perfect? Not at all. And it's never as good, never as bad, you know, once you watch the tape. And, you know, we have the mindset, hey, we got to keep getting better. There's a lot of things to keep improving. Be pleased, but never satisfied.
Goddard Eisenhower, head football coach Darren Fisher is our guest. They're coming off a 37-26 win last night over May South. That's a lot of points, but I got to tell you, that's not maybe as many points as I expected in that game. Two really high-powered offenses. Your defense stepped up and must have played pretty well.
Yeah, they did. You know, our defense came up big in a lot of situations. A couple fourth downs, they came up big, and we had a couple turnovers in the second half, which, I mean, played a huge factor. Lucas Freeman had a hit on the quarterback that caused a fumble, and one of our seniors, Caston Cohen, had a a pick. And so, you know, against a good team like that, having turnovers, I mean, that helps. I mean, that swings so much momentum. And so for our defense to come up big and in the second half, getting us two turnovers is huge.
So you have a quarterback, Derek Morgan, who has 34 touchdown passes, and 26 of them are to Carter Pabst, and he has 29 total touchdowns. I mean, I can't even, through nine games, over three touchdowns a game. How do you put that in perspective? How big of a weapon is he? How great is that quarterback-to-receiver connection, and just how much have you relied on that this year?
You know, we're blessed to have those guys. Those guys, I mean, just amazing young men. You know, not just what they do on Friday nights, you know, but as far as leadership goes and, you know, doing all the right things and being great role models and examples for our team. But, yeah, I mean, they are weapons. I mean, it's nice to have. And, you know, a lot of times I call some bad plays and they make me look good. No, they're just amazing kids. I mean, both of them, with the ball in their hands, they just do spectacular things. And, it's fun to have guys who are that high of caliber and that work that hard and that are leaders and captains and lead our team the right way. You know, they're not just talents on there. They understand the whole picture of how do we keep getting our team better. And, but they are special kids that we have, and they're fun to coach.
Gunnar Eisenhower will get the winner of Valley Center Topeka Seaman, that game tonight up in Topeka. I know you don't want to ever look ahead in the playoffs. Topeka Seaman has a really good record. We know Valley Center is capable as well. But I look at this 5A bracket, and a team that really intrigues me is Great Bend. They apparently have one of the state's best players. Don't have his name. Jeff, do you have that name? Jeff doesn't either. He's supposedly a high school expert. But I know they have a kid who's just exceptional. They're unbeaten. Do you know anything about Great Bend?
Ian Priemer.
You know, we don't get a lot of tape from them during the regular season. I do know from last year we'd gotten tape from them when they had played Capen in the, I want to say it was the quarterfinals. And they came close to beating Capen. And I watched that film, like, man, these guys are good. And then I found out that Great Bend almost beat Capen, and they had one senior on their team last year. So knowing they were going to return almost their whole entire team, I knew that they were going to be a tough group. And we played them in the years past, and Coach Beck up there does a great job coaching those guys up, and they play good football and hard-nosed football. So it's not surprising to see where they're at right now.
I don't know how much you pay attention to the other side of the bracket, but just that whole eastern part of the state, there's the part where the teams with the good records are losing to the teams with the bad records because those teams in the Northeast play impossibly difficult schedules, and now the 15 seed is advanced. I think the 13 seed advanced in round one. We have all these games maybe that shouldn't be close by records, but it's weird. Do you pay attention to that as the season goes along at all?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we take, you know, note of who's winning and who's ranked where. But, you know, that EKL league, you know, is extremely competitive. They usually have two or three state champions out of that league every year. And, you know, that league's a gauntlet. And, you know, that's just a really, really, really tough league. And so, you know, when we look at that, it's like, man, they have tough games week in and week out. And every week is highly competitive. But, yeah, I mean, that's as much as we kind of look at it. And just seeing, you know, Bishop Miege going in as a 15 seed against Lewisburg, and knowing how good Bishop Miege is, even with a one-win record on the regular season, that's a tough draw for Lewisburg, having to play a team like that.
Well, congratulations. I can tell you feel good about having a Friday off and getting a win under your belt last night against Mays South. Again, Goddard Eisenhower will take on the winner of Topeka Seaman Valley Center. That game's scheduled for tonight up in Topeka. Darren Fisher has been our guest. Darren, thank you.
Yes, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
All right. We'll catch up and watch with interest the games tonight. This is one where I enjoy following it on my phone.
Of course.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, you got.
But that's
pay.
One of those things too. I don't follow it. Give me the final. Give me the final scores.
It's all he needs. Give the kid the final score.
Are you after a stress-free life? Is that?
I think I'm working toward it as much as possible.
Well, it's about time.
You'll just walk along as a zombie and
zombie. That's not at all what we're talking about here.
Well, that's what zombies don't feel any stress.
They don't.
How do you
They're
know
dead.
That?
Just looking for the next head to explode.
What?
Don't you ever watch Walking Dead?
No.
Good grief, you guys are. Yeah, you know what?
They wait for heads to explode.
It'd be good to have
eight heads.
It'd be good to have a partner here.
It would.
Yeah,
someone who made sense.
Exactly. The big fella is looking more and more.
Well, give him a call. See if he can get over here in the next 5 minutes.
See what he's up to.
More and more,
no doubt.
You have a game for us coming up.
You got it.
Hour number two straight ahead. The IHOP hotline open for service. You can get a daily special there Monday through Friday for $6 at IHOP, 869-1240. But we've got a game next. We've got Joanna Chadwick as well coming up. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show.